Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Peter Breslow.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Peter, I asked you here today because I wanted to talk to you about an indignity I suffered many years ago. Now, let me take you way back. The year was 1995, and I was in high school, and my friend Alex urged me to perform at the coffee house he was hosting. Now, I had had 4 years of experience playing guitar, and I knew how to play a few chords, and even mastered U2's song Desire. Do you know Desire?
Vaguely. If you hum it for me, I'll remember.
Desire.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I could play that. And I thought, oh, you know what? There's a harmonica part in that, too. So I thought, I'll bring along a harmonica. Now, I had bought one at the guitar shop. I always figured harmonica is that one instrument that you can kind of wing it, and
just
you'll be
pick
okay.
Pick it up, and you'll be
fine. I figured if I know how to hum a tune, if I know how to play the kazoo, surely I can play the harmonica. It's basically the same thing. And things did not go well.
It sounded poor, I bet.
Yeah, it was awful. Now, as you know, Peter, recently on NPR, we had on legendary Piedmont musician and harmonica player Phil Wiggins playing here. And here's an example of what he did for us.
Man's got some licks.
Definitely. And I was thinking, that should have been me at the coffee house. And I said, Phil, what was I doing wrong? How come I couldn't just wing it? And he agreed. A lot of people have this misconception.
I mean, people think, you know, harmonica is like falling off a log. And a lot of it is. But there's a little bit of hard work that goes into it. And a lot of people don't want to get past that. And they give up.
So did you give up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I gave up. As you can see, I still have the harmonica with me from that fateful night at the coffee house.
It's got some rust on
it. Yeah, it's rusty. It's really bad. But I just started getting some more use out of it. Now, my daughter, who's only 19 months old, she started playing harmonica. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, she's starting to get into this. I'm thinking, it's time to polish this off a little bit and maybe teach her a thing or two. So I said to Phil Wiggins when he was here, all right, what's the first thing I should do if I wanted to play it correctly? And this is what he told me.
Grab any harmonica and you experiment around, and you're using mainly the draw notes for your melody line, and the two-hole draw is the resolve.
Okay, yeah, the two-hole draw and...
Draw.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Now, I know, Peter, you are a real harmonica player. You give workshops here at NPR, I guess, and you've been playing for how long?
700-800 years.
700-800 years. Yeah. So we each have our harmonica here. I have my...
What key are you in, by the way?
I have no clue. I have my Horner...
Look on the edge.
D. I have D. A D harmonica.
Oh, I almost brought a D. Well, I got an A. That's okay. Yeah, so...
So it's going to sound different, but okay.
But, well, I mean, really, the initial thing is to try and pick out one note. Just use your tongue and try to draw in.
Oh,
draw in.
That's a blowing. So that's the other thing. He said a lot of people get confused. They're always thinking it's blowing, but you're really sucking in or drawing
and
in.
Sucking is where you can really bend the note. So start on the four hole, which will be A,
okay,
or D, rather.
Four. So you're literally... You're looking at the harmonica and counting in.
These are 10-hole diatonic harmonicas, and the octave will start at 4.
Do you want me to just go up one hole at a time?
Yeah, blow in and out. I mean... All right, the last one you have to out and in. But you need to try and isolate the note so that so you're blowing more than one note at a time.
So that's the first thing, is really work on isolating one note at a time.
Right. And then you can move into, you know, playing a simple song.
Now, I see you just did that thing with your hand.
Vibrato.
Vibrato. It seems to me, if you don't know what you're doing, if you do the hand thing, that makes you look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, people just do that, and it keeps you cool, too.
Right. But so I asked Phil Wiggins, how do you play Mary Had a Little Lamb? Like, I figured that would be the easiest thing, and this is how he played it. Here's how I would play it. Now, why does that sound so much worse than what he did?
Well, you're not playing the right notes. Right?
But then Phil Wiggins said, I don't need to know the notes.
Knowing the notes is not an advantage for me. I mean, I play by ear, and even if you read music, you probably know that your most important tool for playing music anyway is your ear.
Yeah, no, I play by ear too, but it's just that your ear was wrong there. Let's just put it that way.
But I'm just guessing too where each note is.
Yeah, I don't read music or anything, but I just know where the notes are on the harp so I can find them. And so, you know, on a blues riff, I just know what hole to go to. Or, you know, if you blow in and out long enough, basically, it starts to sound good.
Well, that's the other thing that Phil Wiggins was telling me, is that the way to practice is to play along with a record and see if you're matching up with what's going on.
Well, the key is, pun intended, to find the right key. So you want to be in the same key as the CD that you're playing. So you get a Little Walter album, or you get a Sonny Boy Williamson album, or, you know, whatever album. And you need to have yourself five or six harps in A, C, D, E, F, G. And then you listen around and find the key that, oh, that sounds like it's, oh, you know, it's not going to be exact, but it'll be close enough to play along with. And then just try to duplicate what you're hearing on the record.
There's one other thing where it's this whole idea of shaping notes, bending notes. And this was Phil Wiggins shaping notes for me. So if I could master this bending the notes or shaping the notes, maybe that is at least a start. So I'm going to give it a little attempt, and maybe you tell me what I'm doing right or wrong. Here we go.
Well, I think the important thing is you had a very nice grimace. So that shows you're trying very hard. What you want to do is pull the air in and pull it down really hard as you're pulling in. So, I mean, Little Walter, I'm told, could get like four notes out of a single hole because he could blow so bad. So it's pull it in and pull it down.
All right, here we go.
That's the beginning phases of bending. But another way to get some texture is to flip between two notes. So it's kind of a vibrato, but you're moving between two notes. So you're not moving the harmonica. You're moving. You lost your headphones.
Oh, I know.
It still comes down to that finding a single note, being able
right.
to play a single
so
note.
So I'm going
to
practice finding the single note, really sucking in hard to get the pitch to change, mm-hmm. I guess. And then going back and forth.
Right, and do scales. You know, just try to play those single notes.
And then that's what my guitar teacher was teaching me. He said, you got to learn the scales. Everyone tells me, you got to learn the scales.
Yeah, but they don't come much easier than on the harmonica.
So learn your scales. Yeah. Okay. And then maybe I can try to attack U2's Desire.
Yeah, I think it's a natural for you.
Well, thanks very much for the lesson. And thank you, everyone, for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs.
And I'm Peter Breslau.